Welcome to The Flash Science, where we dive deep into the latest scientific discoveries and unravel the mysteries of the universe. Today's episode takes us from the depths of our oceans, grappling with the surge of microplastics, to the outer reaches of our solar system, where the elusive Planet Nine teases the minds of astronomers. We'll also step back in time to explore ancient burial rites aimed at preventing the dead from returning to life. Stay with us as we explore these fascinating stories. First up, we're tackling an issue that's as pervasive as it is tiny: microplastics. With recent studies shedding light on their impacts, Lester is here to break down what this means for our marine ecosystems. Lester?
Thanks, Wendy. Researchers and scientists are sounding the alarm louder than ever about microplastics in our oceans. These particles, smaller than 5 millimeters, threaten marine life and, in turn, human health. A significant stride in understanding this problem comes from the creation of a comprehensive marine microplastics database by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Centers for Environmental Information, or NOAA-NCEI. This tool not only maps surface ocean microplastics, but also plans to encompass various layers of the marine environment.
That sounds like a crucial step forward. How will this database aid in combating microplastic pollution?
By adhering to the FAIR principles, findable, accessible, interoperable, reusable, the database offers a much-needed global perspective on monitoring and policy formulation efforts. It's a game-changer for conservation initiatives. Another study has cast attention on estuarine fronts as hotspots for microplastic accumulation, transformation, and unfortunately, impact escalation on ecosystems. This research underscores the importance of understanding the journey of plastics from land to sea.
With estuarine fronts identified as critical zones, it sounds like targeted mitigation efforts could be particularly effective. Thank you, Lester, for that insightful analysis. Next, we're venturing beyond our planet to discuss a subject that's captured the imagination of many, an unseen, distant member of our solar system. Rachel?
Indeed, Wendy. The hypothesis of Planet Nine has intrigued astronomers and the public for years. The supposed planet, believed to be 10 times the mass of Earth and located far beyond Neptune, plays a key role in the peculiar orbits of distant objects. Recent efforts by researchers at Caltech have reinvigorated the search, offering new mathematical models and predictions that suggest Planet Nine might be brighter and closer than we previously thought.
That's fascinating, Rachel. Does this mean we're close to actually discovering Planet Nine?
According to astronomer Mike Brown, it's not a matter of if, but when. The optimism is high, and the ongoing use of powerful telescopes and data analysis may soon unveil this enigmatic planet. If confirmed, Planet Nine would not only reshape our understanding of our own solar system, but also align us with a broader astronomical perspective where such planets are common.
An incredible story of perseverance and mystery. From the hidden depths of our oceans to the farthest reaches of space, our quest for knowledge knows no bounds. Speaking of which, our final segment takes us back to an ancient time and a discovery that speaks volumes about human beliefs surrounding death. Laura?
Wendy, our story begins near the village of Oppen in Saxony-Anhalt, Germany, where archaeologists made a remarkable discovery, a Bronze Age burial site revealing practices aimed at preventing the dead from reanimating. Dated to the Bell Beaker culture, the grave contained a man with a large stone placed on his legs, a measure believed to keep him from rising again.
That's a chilling yet fascinating find, Laura. It seems the fear of revenants or the undead is far from a modern invention.
Exactly, Wendy. Across Europe, similar revenant graves have been found, each telling a tale of ancient fears and the lengths to which people went to protect the living from the dead. This discovery, amidst ongoing energy infrastructure development, highlights how modern progress continually unearths our profound historical legacy, offering insights into our ancestors' lives, deaths, and the beliefs that shaped their world.
Thank you, Laura, for that deep dive into ancient beliefs and the enduring human concern with the afterlife.
It's a reminder of how discoveries, whether microscopic, astronomical, or archaeological, connect us to the broader tapestry of existence. As we conclude this episode, we reflect on the vastness of human curiosity and the importance of safeguarding our planet and understanding our place in the universe. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand.